Thank you, Lord. This is Tuesday evening. We're doing it early because of Thanksgiving, 11/24/20. A no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. And the title of this is POTUS EOs, Moves and Counter Moves. POTUS EOs, Executive Orders, Moves and Counter Moves. I'm coming to believe as we progress in what the Lord's doing that we could probably go back and look at all of His executive orders and we would probably see Nicaea has already been implemented because everything that He's doing has really something to do with freeing humanity, mm-hmm. doing good things for people. I'm just going to focus on three of them tonight. But everything that he's doing to counter the deep state. He is undoing something that they have done. So really, you could say, since he's been in office nearly 4 years, he has been working, I mean, like guns ablaze, taking them down. It isn't just a, well, we're just doing it to 2020. No, I think we're at the climax of it. I think we're to the point where soon we're going to see those big arrests and different things. And another thing that I do believe that, and we probably already discussed it, was, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, well, it's going to get rough and all this stuff is going to happen. Well, I personally believe that we are watching a movie and they have been allowed to have their riots and to play this out to awaken the masses. But once we get over this election and he is inaugurated, I think this is when you're going to see the big dragnet come in. And they're not going to allow him to do anything because the National Guard, like we've already talked about. In fact, did I bring that up Sunday about that? I'll read it again. This is October 31st, 2017, and it's by Anonymous. It says, who controls the National Guard? Who was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on POL study, whatever that is, and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war. No civil unrest, clean and swift. So by that, I believe that that is what is going to happen, clean and swift. They've been allowed to do their destruction and all this kind of stuff right on cue. And so from there, we'll see what happens. Okay, this is what I'd been looking for. I was telling Danny about it. This was also by Anonymous. This was November the 1st, 2017, right after this other drop. And this is when Q first started posting. POTUS will be well insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad. Specific locations classified while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. This is that dragnet I'm talking about. It is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Yeah, we understand more than we did 3 years ago. Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. To me, the top means the big ones. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And above all, please pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his only his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Love is patient, love is kind. God bless my fellow Americans. 4:10:20. So I think it was last week sometime, the Lord just quickened me. That's the electoral vote count of the servers that they got in Frankfurt, Germany from the CIA headquarters. That is possibly closer to the true count. I think it's bigger than that, actually. So I thought that was really interesting because I've been looking for that. Okay. Sunday, I read this word. I wanted to read it again. It's called The Horse and the Rider Thrown into the Sea. This day, it's a day of rejoicing, which will become apparent in the days ahead. Just as Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, so has my trumpet made a way out of the beast system for Americans and the sheep nations, those whom have made alliances with Donald John Trump. Pharaoh, the beast, is enraged and is mustering all his ammo to take out my trumpet in an attempt to implement his mark and his ultimate control of the nations. Do not be afraid, for as you are writing this, the sea is parting. Yes, the way out is opening up, and America and some nations will follow my trumpet. A complete and total separation of the sheep and goat nations will be clearly seen. The beast will become unhinged, much like the horse and rider's chariot wheels drove hard and fell off as they were bearing down on the children of Israel all those many years ago. For the beast will ride after my trumpet hard and the people hard, but the beast will not prevail. They will be found dead and dismantled just like the Egyptians. This is a glorious time, not a time to be afraid or dismayed. It is time to rejoice that I have delivered you from your enemies. Kingdom come, deliver us from evil. That's part of that. I've delivered you from your enemies. The best is yet to come. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So as you have heard before, relax, stay in faith, and keep moving forward and enjoy the movie. No plague will come nigh your dwelling. Don't listen to the fake news because it is fake. Watch as the chains of darkness begin to fall away from darkness to light. Sunday after the service, I was listening to a couple of programmers, and I don't remember which ones they were, but they both brought up about the horse and the rider in the sea. So that was a confirmation to me about that this is the time that we live in. So we're going to look here. William Shakespeare, a quote. I had to learn this in, I think I was in the 11th grade, 10th or 11th grade. And I remember everybody in the class had to learn this. It's William Shakespeare. All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. Now it goes on and on, but that's the part that I really remember because I had to memorize it. Well, I believe that's what's going on now. We're watching a narrative play out. Just like you saw these are three-year deltas. We might not have understood it when we first read it 3 years ago, but we understand it now. Of what's going on. This is what we're watching right now, a movie. It's all playing out before your eyes from the beginning. God, through the Q intelligence, has been giving us deltas. So if you went back and looked at all the Q posts, which, oh, there's bunches, nearly 5,000 now, you would see the plan play out. All right, we don't need to be concerned about the riots and all of this, even though many are proclaiming it. Here's another... Well, I just read those to you, so I won't read that again. The puppets are so few in number. See, the ones that are actually doing the damage are so few in number that I personally believe they could be taken out very quickly. And, you know, as we know, they're being tracked. Their every movement's being tracked. They were talking about how they had not allowed people to go into the voting centers with their cell phones, but the ones, I mean, this was a coordinated effort. They all had their cell phones. You talk about dumb as a stump. They all had their cell phones. So they know every move they've made. Tell me that God isn't always 10 steps ahead of the devil. And he's made our president that way too. All right. The chessboard has been set up. Moves and counter moves. Our president plays, is it 4D chess? So Someone was saying, I think it was Charlie Ward, about he can play five games of chess at the same time and win them all. A strategic mind for sure. I believe God gave him that mind for this time. All right. Reading some of the president's executive orders has caused me to see that they have been strategically placed to counter the mark of the beast. The Great Reset. I'm just going to read an excerpt from it, not the whole letter. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of libertocidal. That word right there, I thought I typed it down here, means a loss of liberty. Libertocidal measures. Yeah. Hidden behind tempting promises of ensuing a universal income and canceling individual debt. See these kids, they think, oh, I'll get rid of my school loans. I heard somebody today say their son is like 20 years old. She said, I've never seen so many kids on Facebook and everything that are around that 18, 19, 20 years old that are, they're avid Trump supporters. I mean, they're crazy for Trump, like these liberals are crazy for the devil and socialism and all that kind of stuff. And it excited me because I said, you know, all you see is the bad, you know, that all the kids are brainwashed, but it's not true. God is raising up young people, the next generation. The price of those concessions for the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21 promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups beyond the enormous economic interests that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset. The imposition of the vaccinations will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and their assets will be confiscated. Well, it sounds exactly like the executive orders, from what I'm seeing, exactly. I did hear some information about, who's the head of the Fed? Is that Powell also? Is his name Powell? That he is actually a white hat, so he's not deep state that's, you know, working with the president. And he's been instrumental in helping the president absorb the Fed into the Treasury to restructure it. Yeah. All right, on September 12, 2018, an executive order was signed imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. See, I've got all these executive orders over here, these three. And this is what I take, my takeaway. Can seize all assets that are on USA soil. If they've got any interest, they've got any properties, they've got any money in the bank, whatever. If it's on this, in this country, they can seize it. They're barred from doing business and barred from entry into the USA. So all their trade deals and all their things, they're barred. And then if they think that they're bad enough, they can apply extra sanctions that will affect them where they live. We see how the president has had an agenda to cut off China because of all their interference. There are many more countries implemented in it. They had a plot to take dominion over every country with their voter fraud. Well, we know about dominion over the dominion. That way, they could take over the world all at once. Only one problem, the trumpet. They were counting on the U.S. to be in on the Great Reset. The USA has been the piggy bank to the world, but thank God, no longer. That's one thing Donald Trump has done. He went in, he dealt with every one of them the first year, well, the first 6 months. Said, you're not going to do this to us anymore. You'll pay your fair share or we, you know, you're out. Basically, the USA is, okay, it's been the piggy bank. He is slowly tightening the noose around the beast's neck, and it will continue until he has thrown it into the pit. Q has said it will be biblical, and it is true. All right, December 21st, 2017, this EO was signed, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And this isn't just in the USA, this is worldwide, because the alliance that's on board with the president, that's what all the COVID cover has been about, is them going into other countries with the National Guard. See, in March, when they first deployed all those, I don't remember how many, there was a bunch of them. That's what they were doing. They were going in and getting these kids out, and women. They said a lot of them are women, but there's a lot of children too. And these operations are still going on. They've been going on since March, because they're all over the world. All right. So blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. If you want to see the plan, read the EOs. He is severing the head of the beast, cutting off their supply lines like a general, just strategic, you know, chess player. This is the game. This is what he's doing. He didn't go into this without a plan. God's plan. All right. All right, the plan has been set from the beginning. It will play out as it should be, so relax and stay positive. There is a good possibility it may even drag on till the inauguration, the court battles and the stuff. I'm not saying a thus saith the Lord. I'm just saying it could be possible. I hope not, but we'll see. All right, on November the 2nd, 2020, the day before the election, there was an EO signed establishing the President's Advisory 1776 Commission. As I read it, I saw a few things. Some believe it could be, in some respects, about NACERA being announced. I noticed that we will have a new holiday called Constitution Day. Those who do not comply with the 1776 Commission, such as schools that receive federal funds, those funds will be cut off. Sanctions, in other words. It also goes into structure of what I believe is the new government structure. And it's not, see, the problem is the congressmen, the senators were supposed to be working class people that stayed in office 2 years, made a very small salary. And then they rotate out, and then new blood comes in. It's for the people and by the people. It was never to be career dinosaur politicians that have been in there. Do you know Feinstein is 87 years old? So many of them are in their 80s already. And Pelosi, she's already in her 80s. I think Schumer is too. I mean, it's ridiculous. And what happened? They started hanging around D.C., thinking more highly of themselves than they ought. Because they were in that position, they had access to leaders and corruption and all kinds of stuff. And before you know it, this swamp started to form, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger until now they want to stamp us out. Well, that's ending with this. All right. Witness Sarah, the 14-17% tax for non-essential new items will go to pay for the small government. There'll be no other, they get no other funding, just that. That's it. And that'll be taken over by the employees from the IRS because they lost their job. Because no more IRS, no more property taxes, woohoo! The Republic is a government for the people and by the people. It will replace all the communistic Marxist propaganda being pushed on all our children from kindergarten to college. It's going to replace all that. Now this commission, he's given them, I think it's 120 days. I'm thinking, that sounds 120. That sounds, something dings with me, that 120. Well, within 120 days after NACERA is announced, they have to have that election. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's given them this time period to review because he wants this to be implemented. The Great Reset may sound intimidating, but not in the comparison of the Great Awakening. See, he's countering everything they're doing, and he's cutting them off every way they go. You talk about becoming unhinged. The horse and the rider is being thrown into the sea. He is unhinging everything they're doing, and it's just genius. It's God. And for someone not to discern this time, I'm just like on tilt overload when I think about the church not seeing it. I'm not criticizing. I'm just amazed. We're going to have time to maybe help them to come around. I hope so. All right, you can see the deep state moves and how the president has set in measures to cut them off at every turn. These are just three of the EOs. There is really no telling what all has been set into motion. The Great Reset is nothing but bondage. Take away everything. But he's reversed it on them. And so everything's being taken away from them. It's just Haman being hung on the gallows. This is a horse and a rider being thrown into the sea. This is definitely Hannah moment. Is it Hannah? No, not Hannah. Esther. All right, the Great Reset is bondage. The Great Awakening is liberty. Nasara and liberty. Okay, we're going to look at just a few scriptures here. First one's Revelation 21. I haven't had a chance to look at the MedBed stuff, but maybe some of this that I'm going to read to you. I don't think those kind of things, maybe they may be great things, but I don't know. People are still going to have to learn to walk in God's ways, you know? The knowledge that the Lord gave you this morning, I want you to know, as you begin to walk in obedience and walk that out, you'll begin to see things get better. That'll help you walk out of it. Because see now, you start that walking in the Spirit. You're not back here in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit. See what I'm saying? You're going to walk it out. You're going to walk it out. You're going to walk right out of it. And that's what I believe the Lord had for me to say to you. All right. Revelation 21. This is verse 24. Now this is talking about the 1,000 years. It's really after the 1,000 years, but we know God's heart. We know how God is. Let's start with 22. He's describing how it is. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Do you still see this is a kingdom that's got nations, people, you know? And the gates of it shall not shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. One thing that really disappoints me, and especially a lot of the programmers I listen to are Christians, but they are looking at such the natural part of it and not the spiritual part. You know, that I wish they could see between the lines and see what God is doing. Yes, it's great what's happening. It's great what the president's doing, but who's really the one that's doing it? It's God. The beast system will be no part in what God is doing. Period. All right, now flip to Revelation 12. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time. You know, we talked about that last week about the times, you know, those days, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth waters of flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Now, we look, think that this probably means water, but I don't think so. It could be the narrative. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Just as I read to you about the Great Reset, the mark cannot be forced, but people will have to change their allegiance. I think I just read the wrong portion. Just a second. I did. It was 13. I thought, what was the relevance of that? Sorry. Turn to 13. In fact, we'll just read from Revelation 13:11 to the end of it. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, I just read to you the Great Reset. It bears this out. They'll be put in detention centers. So it tells me they cannot force it. They can't force it. This has to be of your own free will. And when you do it of your own free will, that's worship. That's when you choose. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So, you know, when I think about this, I think, you know, if the USA is protecting Israel, then the nations that do not come alongside, there might be a space of time where they coexist. It kind of sounds like that. Okay. All right. A couple of years ago, the Lord revealed to me the beast would rise out of Germany. And we see that. We see they're implicated in this dominion that's trying to take and dominate, put leaders in place to dominate the whole world. Okay. All right, now let's turn over to Daniel chapter 7. Hope I'm not repeating and repeating too much. Sometimes it just kind of overlaps. Okay, Daniel here. Daniel chapter 7. Right here, verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed, Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. And Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings, which we know that's the UK. The eagle's wings is the USA. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made... It was made to stand upon the feet as a man, Uncle Sam, and a heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. Which, it's Russia and communism probably has killed more people. And this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. When I saw that word dominion just jumped out at me. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. See, out of these beasts have raised up a combo beast. That's what's in Revelation. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. We know that's the Antichrist. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from him before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. And I beheld, then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts that had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a time and season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall rise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then would I know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And the 10 horns that were in his head, and all the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. We know we talked about the Fourth Reich, Germany, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. They've done a pretty good job of doing that. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. He shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, shall wear out the saints of the Most High. I've had to, this week, say, Lord, I feel weary, you know, and I think a lot of people are feeling that today, but we have to just keep on knowing that we're close to the end. He wears out the saints of the Most High and think to challenge times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, times, and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. So, it's no surprise to me that the servers, you know, to our election votes were found in Frankfurt, Germany. It doesn't at all. They are kind of the hub of the European Union right now. So God has taken them out. He's taking dominion over dominion. And that means if he has dominion over it, then we have dominion over it. So I just want to encourage y'all to keep doing what you're doing, because we will prevail. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody says, just don't listen to the negativity. Just keep your head up. All right, that's going to be it.